Good morning. It is 7:45. You're on the Mighty 690 and time for an edition of Naffy Notes. We have Chris Crane joining us from Native American Fellowship. Good morning. How's it going? You survived the storm?
I did. And you did, obviously.
Yeah,
we're
noisy.
All here.
Yeah.
And I know, we're gonna, like you said, I heard you on the weather report. We're going to have a little bit of a break.
Yeah, and then get ready for tomorrow.
Is it going to be? I don't think it's going to be near as bad.
I don't know. It's looking like it could be. We're in a higher level risk category than we were yesterday. So.
Oh, great. Well,
we'll see.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Ray of hope there.
I know. Good grief. I know. It's spring storm season.
It is.
But have you noticed how green it is? It's just like.
It is.
It's like bright green. It's just. Everything's just growing as fast as it can.
I talked to my daughter in Seattle, and she asked, "What's going on?" I said, "Well, think of what time of year." And she goes, "Oh, how many tornado sirens have gone off?" I said, "Not any yet." I said, "Keeping our fingers crossed."
But yeah.
Yeah, they just don't have this kind of weather
nope.
in Seattle. So, well, you knew that on March 16th, we had the University of Connecticut students, and they were participating in the Alternative Breaks program, staying with us at the main building of Native American Fellowship. Three of them were here. That Monday morning here on Freiburg Journeys. And we, you know, they left us on the 21st, and I want to say that was the best group we've ever had. So we had a cookout the night before they left. We threw tomahawks, the old folks won, young ones, sorry. And a lot of our NAFI board members were present. We had the cookout, we had a ceremony, they had a nice ceremony to honor Charlie, which was very good, and the kids participated. So it was a wonderful way to end our visit. On March 27th, we distributed 46 meat bundles to randomly selected NAFI members through the Cherokee Nation Hawiya Food Sovereignty Program. And this is something that we do monthly, but it is not just simply calling us and saying you want some meat. The program is through Cherokee Nation CCO, and to be eligible, you have to be a member on file with a CC organization, namely us. Be a Cherokee citizen with a tribal number on file, and you can already be drawing commodities or receiving SNAP benefits. And we only do one bundle per household, and the selected member cannot have been selected 2 months. You don't get 2 months in a row. So for NAFI, we have another requirement. We ask that you have attended at least one activity per year, like the Unity Gathering, a potluck, something, classes that we've held. And it isn't, we do this because we don't want to get members. We want members in our organization that are active members. So it isn't for elders only, although I will say most of those that are eligible happen to be elders, or and they're pretty active in our organization. The following Saturday on March 28th, Bill Davis, Harry Howard, Lyle Martin, and myself attended CADA training held at the Cherokee Cultural Community Building in Dewey. It was a really good meeting. It was from the Oklahoma Center of Nonprofits, and we learned a lot. So we talked about grants and things like that. It's been busy. And then turnaround on Wednesday, April 1st, Bill, Harry, myself, we went to Cedar Bluff Camp for the USD 445 Indian Education Native Food and Culture Day. Erin Lee, we've had her on here, and Erin's the director. Bill and Harry brought out both the tomahawk and blowgun boards, as well as teaching the students how to use an azzalatl. And you know, I've talked about that before. You had to look it up. Cherokee Nation JOM staff were also there to teach the kids to play stickball. I didn't come out just to look great, although I did. No, but I was there to teach them how to make fry bread, and I ended up making a lot of fry bread. We had pulled pork, we had hominy and pork soup, fruit, there were Indian tacos, and it was kind of a windy, overcast day, but it was supposed to rain, and it didn't, and it ended up being a beautiful day, and it was just a lot of fun. And Aaron did a great job. Mike Pasatopa was there. You know Mike from the dancing, and he came and did some dance stuff for us, so... That was on a Wednesday, and then the following Monday, you and I were on here, Fry Bread Journey. We had Sean Crittenden and Casey Twist from Gadoogie Corps come on. Then that Thursday, which was last week, NAFI held a potluck with we had close to 100 in attendance, and we had it as a pizza party. So we also had some students come, JC and Jessica Meyer, who are college students that are Cherokee. They came and worked, Tucker Schufelt, and Lily McClintock from Oklahoma Union, both those two, and they came and helped serve food. And really, it is a blessing when these kids want to come in there and do community service, because they are hard workers and they really did a great job. So our guest that night was Brad Wagnon from Cherokee Nation Emergency Preparedness, and he gave a little talk. This is the time of year that we, you know, need him. And then usually when I come on NAFI Notes, I announce that the same night is when Dewey, the Cherokee Culture Community, has their monthly potluck. Well, they're not doing a potluck tonight. What they're doing is District 12 Tribal Counselor Doris Smith-Patskowski is holding a town hall community event, and it's going to be in Bartlesville at the Event Center. And that way she kind of covers everybody. And it's tonight between 5:30 and 7:30. And it's pretty cool because I know Chief Hoskin, Deputy Warner, other dignitaries are going to be there. They'll have some different department tables set up. I'm planning it. Charlie and I are going to go. I know Bill and Harry are going to go. And we go every year even though we're not in District 12, we, you know, border it. And it's a really nice event, and you get an opportunity to hear the dignitaries, the administration speak. So, and then speaking of Bill Davis, this Saturday, April 18th at noon, there's going to be an episode of, it's called Salagi, Where We Are. And it's through OCO Television, and they do it. They have a YouTube channel also. It's going to be about the work going on for the new Cherokee Heritage Center in Park Hill, which is just adjacent to outside of Tahlequah. Cherokee Nation is investing $50 million, probably going to end up being more. And what this means for Cherokee history and culture preservation, if you've ever been, I don't know if you've ever been out there before, that's where the museum used to be. And they've had it, the Heritage Center, and they've had it closed. And it wasn't just a Heritage Center. There was an ancient village. And you would walk around, and it was just, they're wearing loincloths, dress like they would wear back then. And they're doing, I remember going as a kid, and no one, it was like you would try to speak to the people, and they just didn't speak to you. I mean, they acted like you didn't exist.
Wow.
And it was pretty neat. And they have a thing called Adams Rural Corner Village, which was more in the 1850s or something about. And so they were dressing more like supposedly civilized white folks. They were, you know, and it was like an ancient Cherokee village that way. So I guess I asked Bill, and I think they're planning on doing all of that. And there was an amphitheater out there too, where they would do plays. And I don't think the amphitheater is going to be open, but it'll still be there so people can see it. But they're going to redo the whole Heritage Center. So this has been a long time coming. And I know Bill is on the Cherokee National Historical Commission. So they're having this episode, and they're going to talk to Chief, and they're going to talk to, I think, Calvin Rock, who's also on the commission, and Bill. And they're all getting interviewed. I've tried to get Bill to come on here, and he's not, he's shy, microphone shy or something, but he's going to get on camera. So
okay.
I'm excited, because you can RSVP, and you go to events.cherokeesatlarge.org, and you register. And you don't have to be Cherokee to register. But I'm really looking forward to this. It'll be noon this Saturday. So, Bill, we're going to be excited to hear what you say. And no, we aren't going to be disappointed, because it's always good listening to him. And then next Monday, we're going to have our second episode of Fry Bread Journeys for April. And our guest is going to be District 12 Counselor Doris Smith-Patskowski. Works out great, because we can talk about how this tonight's event went. And we'll get to hear from her about things like that and what else is going on with the nation. And honestly, that's about all I've got, but it's been a full month since
It sure has. So. Well, some good stuff. Well, Chris, we appreciate you coming on by and filling us in on an update from NAFI, and we'll see you again here real soon with another edition of Fry Bread Journeys.
See you next Monday.
All right, and on the way here in just a little bit, we're going to have our conversation with guests from the city of Coffeyville talking about the new outage reporting system that they are going to be rolling out, so that is just a few minutes away here on the Mighty 690.